God's word for our consideration this morning, God's word to guide us, God's word to nourish us, God's word to strengthen our walk in life as we live here in the world as God's children, redeemed in Jesus, is from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians at the 15th chapter. Now this 15th chapter is really remarkable because when you read through that 15th chapter, it is all about the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And it inspires us as God's children. For at verse 12, now if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God because we testify about God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still living in your sins. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. I want you to reflect upon your life. And I want you to reflect upon a prescription for living your life. And when we think about that, the old cliche might come to mind. Early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Is that the case? Or, like this gentleman wrote, and I'm going to read, I don't have it memorized, so I'm going to read from Christoph Hagen. He discusses the following in faith and what? In health. Minimum essentials for maximum health include intelligent immunizations, optimum nutrition, careful cleanliness, energetic exercise, rewarding work, relaxing play, prevention of accidents, sociable friendships, and faith in God. And on the last one, he writes this, a family without God is not only losing out on some important spiritual values, but is actually running a greater health risk than it should. An active working Christian faith for each member of the family growing stronger as it associates with other families in a church. This is the greatest need in America today. And he wrote that a number of years ago. So I want you to think about the prescription for living in this world. Because in this world, not only do we find problems, we also find evil, the darkness of evil, Satan, working to undermine the church and working to undermine ourselves, trying to drag us down and away from God. And he comes and he works. He works by putting a wedge between husband and wife, putting a wedge between children and parents. He likes to dig and dig and dig. A prescription for life to take care of our health, we know all about. Having the correct diet and exercise and all of that. But what about a correct prescription for living as a Christian in this world who is presented with evil and the darkness? You see, Paul also makes mention of this in Ephesians chapter 6 when he writes, that we're not against each other. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but it's against the world forces, the darkness of this age. That's what we're against. And to have a correct prescription for living in this life as having a faith that is solid, a faith that grows in Jesus himself as the Lord and Savior. That's the prescription that God gives to us. He gives it to us in his word. Luther has said, to have said that he sees Christ on every page of the scriptures, that he sees the blood of Jesus dripping from those pages, the blood of Jesus that sacrificed himself for us to give us life everlasting and forgiveness of sins. That's an amazing thing that we have. God draws us together to support and encourage each other in our faith. Sometimes we have weak faith. Sometimes we're hit between the eyes with struggles and challenges, whether they be death or struggles to this body of ours. And we need help. We need direction. We need that strength that God only gives in his word. So the prescription for living is found in the scriptures, is found in that gives us the knowledge of Jesus. And that knowledge comes through the power of the Holy Spirit. Luther says, I cannot believe in or come to this Lord Jesus Christ, except by the power of the Holy Spirit, who has drawn me to his word to encourage and uplift me. This is God knowing, working through Luther, to have us have that knowledge, that prescription for living as his child. We began in our lives with holy baptism. And the pastor said, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God was drawing you closer to himself and giving you that knowledge of Jesus Christ. Giving them that knowledge that Jesus lived, suffered, and died for you. I'm going to say it again. Giving you the knowledge that Jesus Christ lived, suffered, died, and rose again for you. To give you the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. Life is always a struggle. Medicine tells us that it's a struggle. But yet, when we are Christians and when we gather around this word, we're shown that even in the struggles, God is there with us. He's blessing us. He's not going to leave us alone. He's always going to come to us. And he comes to us in his word, and he comes to us in his people. That's where you have a part. You read his word, you're challenged, and you know people who are challenged and having problems, that you are given that power and strength to help those people see that they are important, that they are important to God, they're important to Jesus, because Jesus died on the cross for them as well. That's the great news that we have to share, the good news of Jesus. And he uses us. He uses us with our own abilities and the skills that he has given to us, so that we're able and empowered to share Jesus with each other. And in this chapter, you see, the Corinthian church had so many problems. At the beginning of his first letter to the Corinthian church, he shared the most difficult challenges they had. Because he said, some of you are saying that I am of Paul, I am of Cephas, I am of Jesus. Did Paul die for you? No, Jesus died. So that tells us the Corinthian church needed to be guided, just like we need to be guided. The Corinthian church needed to be told time and time and time again that they are important children of God. We too need to be told and informed time after time after time that we are important people, that we are those children of God who Jesus lived, suffered, and died for. Each and every one of us. So we know how to take care of our bodies, or we're told how to take care of our bodies. Let's put it that way. The correct amount of exercise, the correct amount of diet, the right kind of diet. So we were on this cruise now, and I'm on a specific diet. couldn't find much to eat even on the cruise ship, where they had a number of restaurants. But as we are on the cruise of life, God gives us His Word to strengthen, to have us be well in our health and in our Christian life and in our beliefs, to strengthen those beliefs of Jesus. So as we leave today, we leave as strengthened children of God, not just hearing His Word, but participating in the sacrament, having our sins washed away by Christ's blood and body given and shed for each and every one of us. We go as strengthened children of God, facing the challenges of this world and of our life. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.